Welcome to Podcasts of Foes. I'm Greg Tito, host of Dragon Talk, the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast. To celebrate the launch of Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, we worked with more than 20 of the community's favorite live-play D&D podcasts to record special episodes using monsters and lore from Tome of Foes. We love highlighting the creativity of these amazing players and dungeon masters, and hopefully you will find one or two new podcasts to follow. To find out more about these groups and Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, head to dnd.wizards.com/mtof or check out our live video programming on twitch.tv/dnd. I wanted to thank Victoria Rogers from the Broadswords for organizing all these amazing adventures from the community in this Podcasts of Foes. And to find out about the next D&D adventure, check out the Stream of Many Eyes on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information on that event can be found at dnd.wizards.com/some. Have fun listening to this awesome one-shot adventure featuring monsters, stories, and lore pulled straight from Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, available in game stores on May 18th and everywhere else on May 29th. Have fun rolling dice!
Hi, it's me, Victoria, the DM of the Broadswords, a fellow RPG Academy Network member. And you're listening to Redemption.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and also the droid R3A1.
Hold on. The last time something retreated and we killed it, somebody got arrested.
Emily Morgan is the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
Well, I have less in my head than you do normally, probably.
Kendall Jung as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Karel.
It sounds like just, you know, being able to lift things with the Force, I'm guessing.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot Tazi.
Well, if Tazi explodes, then maybe you guys won't get hit.
Episode 407, The Tome of Foes. Time spent in hyperspace is usually given to self-reflection, self-improvement, or in Tazi's case, drinking. However, in the deep dark of hyperspace between Tula and Ryloth, Isla finds a game for the crew to play, one with both dungeons and dragons.
So the three of you are in the common room?
Yeah.
Karel's rummaging around looking for something to eat, because she can't find Zeke. He's off somewhere in the ship.
Doing something evil.
Tazi wanders in from the cockpit area, rubbing his eyes a little bit and then scratching at his side.
Good morning, Tazi.
Oh, man. You know, I thought that new chair would be comfortable, but it's not worn in yet. I gotta break it in.
Well, you already know that if you sleep and actually sleep in the snuggle pod, it's better.
The snuggle pod, it's kind of like I have one place for one thing and one place for another, if you get it.
But wait a minute. You drink everywhere.
Oh, I'm not talking. No, just forget it. I'm gonna see what's in the cooler.
Isla excitedly runs in, holding up a data pad. Look what I found!
Oh, you found a data pad.
Yes, but look what's on it. And she shows you there is on it a picture of a goateed, mustached man who's bald, staring at you, surrounded by gears. And it says, Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes.
Okay, who's this Mordenkainen person? And why are his eyes following me?
What is this? Is it a Hollow Novel or something? Is it good?
Kind of. It's a game. And I was reading through it, and I remember playing it.
Oh, like a Hollow game?
Kind of, except you play it like verbally.
Oh, you don't use
like around the table, like you'll play different characters, and there's somebody who leads the game who's called the Dungeon Master.
There's no headsets or anything like that.
There's dungeons.
There are dungeons.
Well, sometimes
dragons,
like crate dragons. Those are very fierce.
It's probably like those.
Yes.
Oh, so it. I can see that. I mean, there are a lot of huts who have dungeons, and there are great dragons. So this must be just, you know, it's an Outer Rim game, I'm guessing.
It's actually a fantasy game set in a different universe.
Huh.
Wait, a fantasy game? Like, so we, you and I...
Not that kind of fantasy!
No, 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 no.
You and I play
no.
this?
No, not like those games, Tazi.
Okay, I can go work on something back if you
This is a friend game where you follow an adventure and try to get things done. So we all sit down together and I'll lead the game since I know it, and you will choose characters and I'll walk you through a story. And just like in real life where you'd say, hey, I'm a good pilot, I should pilot now, you'll have a list of skills that you're good at to be able to help you through the game.
Well, I guess I don't. I mean, I was going to do some maintenance, so, you know, I'm in. How do I get one of these character thingies? Can you send me one to my data pad?
Sure, I'll just randomly send these out.
Okay,
A1, do you want to play?
Sure.
Okay, now, the only thing we do need is we need some chance cubes.
Oh.
Does anybody have any?
Oh, yeah, I don't have any of those. I'm sure A1 does, though. He gambles enough.
A1 rolls over to the table. Yeah, like this?
Yes.
That'll do.
Wait, A1? Okay, those four all came up sixes. Roll those again. No, you cannot use those dice. Those are loaded.
Not these.
They keep coming up sixes.
Well, are they six-sided? Because if they keep coming up sixes and they're 12-sided, that's not so great.
Well, I mean, I guess. I don't know what you'd use a 12-sided die for. That seems like a silly number of sides.
It is the most underappreciated chance cube there is.
Okay.
I've never seen a 20-sided chance cube before. Wait, did you call them, these are dice?
Yes.
Well, okay.
I mean, it's kind of an archaic term, but yeah. Because you see, only the six-sided ones are actual cubes.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I mean, we've played certainly enough Sabacc and Pazak and everything else. We might as well try something new. We got time.
Yeah, I'm on board. Okay, it says my character is she's a paladin, whatever that is, and a Githyanki, whatever that is. So it says race Githyanki. What's that?
There's probably a picture.
Oh, hang on. Page 2. Ah! Do you have a cute one? I mean, this is... whatever, I'll try it. I mean, so can you tell me anything about this thing? It's a bunch of numbers.
Yes, it's a bunch of numbers. The higher the number, the better you are at it.
Ah, then I'm very good at armor class.
Yes, so that is your basic defense. So if someone tries to hit you, your armor class is your basic ability to dodge, block, and absorb blows.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right, I think I got that. Tazi, which one did you get?
Mine says I am a sea elf ranger. Mm-hmm. Looks like I can talk to fish.
Yes, anything that has a natural swimming ability you can speak to.
Oh, okay.
That explains why you and Kao got along so well.
I guess what's a sea elf?
An elf who lives in the sea, of course.
That was a lot simpler than I thought it would be.
What's an elf?
I'm a sea elf. I can. It looks like I can see in the dark. I can talk to swimming things, and I have some things I'm carrying. Quarterstaff, a longbow, and a hand axe.
So the longbow is kind of like a blaster, except it's made out of wood, and instead of having energy bolts, it has wooden arrows. They're pointy on the end, they cause damage. They're not nearly as good, but it's fantasy.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I shoot pointy things?
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
And A1?
Yeah.
Are you okay with your character?
Yeah. It says I'm a rogue, deep, gnome for my race. I don't know what that is. But the picture you have shows this little short gray guy with pointy ears.
Yes. So a deep gnome is how you pronounce it.
Oh, gnome.
Yeah.
Got it.
And a rogue is a type of thief.
I don't know anything about that.
I know you don't.
I like the name you gave him. Grand Admiral A1.
Hey, mine doesn't have an... Wait a minute, you just made that up.
No, it's on the sheet, see?
You edited that. It's a.
I would never edit anything on a data pad.
Mine just says Tazi.
Well, I mean, you can choose a name.
No, it says player name, Tazi.
Well, yes, but you can choose a name for your character. Your character's different than you.
Tazi's fine.
Okay.
Come on, Tazi, get into it.
I'm getting into it. I'm going to be a sea elf. I'm Tazi.
Okay, I'm going to make up a name. You still haven't told me what a paladin is, but apparently I can do psionics and sense diviney things and lay on hands, which I'll figure that out later. But for a name, I think I'll go with Adaya.
Right, Adaya.
So wait, I have to call you Adaya now?
Well, you call my character Adaya, yeah. And I call you, well, okay, you're boring, but I have to call A1 Grand Admiral.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just a game.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Let's start playing.
So Isla gets comfortable in her chair and turns on the data pad and starts scanning through it. And then she leans forward and makes eye contact with everyone. For months, you have journeyed as part of the Seneca Traders, accompanying a large caravan from the decadently rich Eastport in Sprinza over mountains and mesas into the unclaimed, untamed lands of Gazbaya, where you arrive at the crumbling ruins of their once great city, Baya. And your boss has one last task for you. Deliver a small chest to the notorious Norgella Northwind, a powerful wizard scholar who lives in a castle a half day's journey from the city. Following your boss's directions, you arrive at a quaint castle with black marble doors announcing you are standing at Castle Northwind. A long velvet rope hangs down in front of the door. What do you do?
Well, this is easy. I mean, we have to take this chest thingy. Who has this chest thingy? Are we all carrying it? I mean, you said it was little, but compared to what?
I don't see one on my data.
I don't have anything on my character screen here.
I think the Grand Admiral might have it.
Yeah. It's important. The Grand Admiral should carry it.
All right, that's fine. Well, here we are. I mean, do we knock or?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I mean, we don't have comms, so we can't,
No, we got to stick together for sure.
That's always a good idea.
Okay, Adaya will go up to the doors and knock.
There is no answer.
The Grand Admiral can't resist. He's staring at that velvet rope, and he leaps up and grabs it and starts swinging on it.
Hey, get off the rope. Get off that rope.
What are you doing?
You hear a loud crunch, and the ground beneath you gives way. You're plunged into darkness as you fall.
Ah!
And with a disgusting flump, you land on something squishy, and your nose is flooded with the stench of death. You feel vines gripping your legs and arms.
It smells like the last time A1 cooked.
This is kind of gross.
Is anybody else being pulled on? There's these vines and it's all weird.
All right, everyone, please make dex saves. So you're going to roll the 20-sided die, and you're going to add whatever your dex modifier is.
Is that that plus number?
Yes, it's the smaller of the numbers.
Oh, good. I got a good one there. Okay, let's see.
Okay, so the dexterity thing, and it's the larger number, which unfortunately has the smaller value, right?
It's got a plus in front of it, if it's good.
Yes.
No, mine has a minus. Oh, yeah.
Yes, because you're a paladin and you're wearing heavy armor, your dexterity is not that great. I'm sorry, Karel.
That seems silly. Why would you burden yourself with heavy armor?
Aren't you supposed to call her Adaya?
Well, yes, but...
She's explaining the game to me, Tazi. See, if you had a separate name, you'd understand these things.
That seems more complicated.
Okay, I rolled a 20 on the chance cube, so 19.
I got a total of a 13.
I got a 6.
All right, so Adaya, you are easily able to jump up and roll out of the way of all of these vines. Congratulations, you rolled a 20 on your die, which is called a critical success.
Oh, okay. I like that. That sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that means not only do you succeed, the best possible things happen.
Oh, well, that's a nice change. Isla, can we go to a beach planet after we're done delivering this package? Because I rolled a 20?
Well, not that good. Not that kind of best.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I mean, sure we can. I'm sure there's an island adventure that we could go to. Yeah. Right, so, Adaya, as she's getting up... remind me, Adaya, do you have dark vision?
Doesn't see anything about it on my character folio here.
All right. So as you are getting up, you accidentally jostle some other flowers, and your eyes are just filled with bright light as you have awakened the sunflowers.
Oh, well, flowers are nice.
Yeah, so they beam out beautiful light into the entire room.
Oh, neat.
Tazi, you're also able to scramble out of the vine's reach. And as you two look, there is this huge mass of vines and flowers that is just reeking of death that has the Grand Admiral tight in its clutches.
Yeah, A1, come on, get out of those vines.
It's Grand Admiral.
Grand Admiral, come on.
Yeah, let's stop messing around.
We gotta get that chest to this wizard person.
Northwind.
Yeah, Northwind.
I'm trying.
Try harder.
Maybe you can help him?
Okay, Adaya will walk over and reach a hand out to pull the Grand Admiral free. It says I have a lot of strength.
Yes, all right, go ahead and roll that strength. So you're again going to roll that 20-sided die and then add your strength modifier.
Okay, so I'm guessing the lower the number, the worse the result. So that is an 8.
An 8's not going to be good enough.
He's really stuck in here. Tazi, can you, like, shoot something and make it let go?
Well, I can't. I mean, I don't have a blaster. I don't have a pistol here. This is an elf.
You said you had a bow or something
Yeah, but I don't want to shoot the Grand Admiral.
Well, it's not a stick's going to bounce off. Well, okay, maybe it won't bounce off him here, but, you know.
I have this, let me see here. And Tazi looks at the folio, and there is a little reference picture of a hand axe in the folio. And he's like, okay, wait, this thing has a blade on it. I think I can use this. I'm going to hit the vines with my hand axe.
All right, great. So you see those little numbers down there next to the hand axe?
Yeah, there's some pluses there.
Right, so the first plus is what you're going to add to the 20-sided die when you roll it.
Okay.
And then after that, it has another type of die that you'll roll for damage if you hit, and then a plus to that as well.
One date plus 5. So what is that? What's that? One date.
That would be 6 dates, Tazi.
Oh, I see what you did there. That was good.
Yes, sorry. It's an 8-sided die, one of them.
Okay.
1d8.
So I roll both of those at the same time.
You don't have to. I usually roll the 20-sided one first to see if you hit or not.
Okay, and then I roll the other one if I hit. Okay, got it. All right, sorry. This is my first time playing.
I know, it's okay.
That's a natural 20.
Oh my gosh!
I roll 20
on my
die.
That's the best possible outcome.
Ah, criff!
That's good, right?
Yes, go ahead and roll your damage. Let's see what you do. You will actually roll 2d8s because you rolled a natural 20.
Oh okay. All right, then I will roll 2 of these. That's plus 5. Do I add plus 5 to both of them?
No, you only add your modifier once.
Okay. All right. So that's 12 points total.
So you sink the blade deep into the heaviest vine that has the Grand Admiral's ankles bound, and you hear a screech as green blood spurts from it, and it quickly pulls the vine back into itself. And you see the flower close up, almost as if it is protecting itself.
All right. Did it let go of the Grand Admiral, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Adaya will pull him free.
All right, so Grand Admiral, you're free.
The Grand Admiral scrambles to the other side of the room. I don't like that thing.
No, it's pretty handsy.
Yeah.
Well, tentacly.
That, yeah, tentacles. Yes.
Right. Now, you probably want to see what else is in the room, yes?
Yeah.
So sure, you can kind of look around and just tell me that, and then I'll describe what you see. You can also roll for perception, and that will give you a better idea of what's there. So perception's more like you're actually looking hard to see if there are maybe secret passages or anything useful around.
Okay. The Grand Admiral got a 16.
Ooh, nice. So Grand Admiral, as you are scrambling to the other side of the room, you see a stand that seems to have a spotlight on it and a beautiful looking leather-bound book that is currently closed. Other than that, you see flowers, you see trees, all of them are labeled. It seems to be like you are in some sort of botanical garden.
Okay. The Grand Admiral walks up to Adaya. There's a book over there. Would you retrieve that for me?
Well, sure, no problem.
And then the Grand Admiral actually salutes.
Oh. Yeah, Adaya will go over and get the book.
All right, are you going to take it off the stand, or are you going to just open it?
Well, I presume we need this for something, so I grab it.
You hear a rumbling, and I'm going to need another dex save.
What's that noise?
Hey, what's that?
Let's see, with a negative one, that makes it an 18. Apparently I have really dexterous-y armor.
That's not bad. So you see coming from right above you, Adaya, is a giant rock ball. It looks very heavy, but you're able to dodge out of the way into the corner of the room as it comes crashing down onto the stand. And it starts rolling towards the other side of the room. And it goes over the flower in the middle. And you hear the flower go as if it's hurt and kind of closes in on itself again. And the rock ball hits the far side of the room where there's actually an opening, a doorway that goes somewhere you don't know, and it crashes into that and then goes still.
Kirk, what would... Okay, A1, did you know that was going to happen?
No.
Grand Admiral?
It's probably good you jumped out of
the way, though.
Who said
that? The book! Tazi, are you making a weird voice?
No. That's not me.
You hear a voice from the book.
Open the book!
Okay, listen, you two. I don't have a lot. I mean, okay, I've seen a lot of weird things. But, actually, Isla, I am a paladin, so that must mean I've seen talking books before, right? Maybe?
That does make a lot of sense. So a paladin is a warrior dedicated to a certain god or a cause.
Oh.
And they are somebody who fights for that god or cause.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense. So I will look at the book.
A little bit like a Jedi.
Okay. I'll look at the book and say, are you talking to me?
Yes, please open the book.
Well, if you're the book, why are you asking me to open the book? Wouldn't you just say open me? I think this is another trap.
Open the book, Adaya.
I don't know. I mean, how many talking books have you ever come across?
Technically,
data pads can talk technically, I guess, yes. So they can read things back, right? I mean,
yeah, but this like leather bound thing just called me by my name, and I don't know how it knows that.
It called you Corel?
No, it called me Adaya. It called me by my character's name, Tazi. Shh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, I can check for traps, it says.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can.
Is this book a trap?
It might have been helpful on the podium thing.
Again.
That was definitely a trap, yeah.
The Grand Admiral grabs the book and he's going to investigate it for traps.
All right.
Oh. I rolled a 12.
You do not believe this book is trapped.
Oh. Then the Grand Admiral opens the book.
In the middle of the book, a beautiful pixie appears with shiny, opaque wings.
Thank you. I have been waiting for adventurers to come and free me from the evil wizard who is using me for her uncouth experiments.
Right on the side, Curl kind of nudges Tazi. That shouldn't have fit in that book. I mean, the book was like 2 inches thick, and this thing is like a good 6 inches tall.
This is all kind of in our heads, so I think we should just go with it. It's okay, it looks like Isla's having fun anyway, so let's just roll with this.
Okay.
You're a good boyfriend.
Aww. So you guys have kind of made it official?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much official.
Excellent. A1, our work is done. High five.
Okay.
Let's get back to the game.
I'm not sure your work is the right phrase for that.
Well, technically, we got you guys together.
This is a debate for another time. Let's keep.
Fair.
Let's focus. We gotta, let's get this chest delivered.
Fine.
The
grand. We get paid.
The Grand Admiral looks at the pixie. So, somebody's doing experiments on creatures. What kind of monster would do that?
Well, the Wizard Northwind does.
She's the one. The Wizard Northwind's the one we need to bring the box to.
Oh, you were bringing her something. That makes sense. She booby-trapped the front door so that anytime she orders something, the people who come to deliver it get fed to her corpse flower. That's how she keeps it alive.
Is that caused by a velvet rope that some random, rather short idiot would pull?
Well, I assume someone pulled the rope.
Whoever could that be?
I don't think now is the time to place blame. So how do we get out of here?
Well, it's kind of high up to climb.
Right, we're going to have to go through Wizard Northwind's lab.
Wow. If only we had somebody here who was familiar with labs and experiments. Which way do we go?
Well, A1, don't you want to know who this pixie is?
Sure.
Pixie, what's your name?
My name is the Tome of Foes. But you can call me Toffee. I was written by the wizard Morden Kanan, but was stolen by Wizard Northwind. I'm not an actual pixie, per se. I'm kind of the spirit of the book.
So, wait, I'm. So you're the book.
Oh, it's like a holocron. This is actually an image manifestation of the combined knowledge of what's in the tome.
Yes, exactly. You see, my wizard Morden magicked me so he could easily reference things he had already written.
Oh, and that's why you knew that squishy thing over there was called a corpse flower.
Yes, of course.
Her eyes go bright yellow.
A corpse flower can sprout atop the grave of an evil necromancer or the remains of powerful undead. Unless it is uprooted and burned while it is still a seedling, the corpse flower grows to enormous size over several weeks, then tears itself free of the earth and begins scavenging humanoid corpses from battlefields and graveyards.
Ugh.
That sounds kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone escape it before. Well, seen. I've never heard, I should say, because I couldn't see unless I'm sort of let out of the book.
Well, Tazi chopped it to pieces, and then we pulled the Grand Admiral free.
I do think that there was a delivery yesterday, so I do think the corpse flower is probably not that hungry, because it should have put up way more of a challenge.
Or it could be we're just really good at our jobs.
Yeah, maybe my elf is just really good with that axe.
Sure.
Sure.
So we should burn it.
Sure, okay.
But we need to burn the flower or burn the book?
Oh, no, don't burn the book!
The flower.
What are we trying to burn?
The flower. It's trying to eat people.
Well, I think, didn't the rock just roll over it? It's probably pretty dead.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but, some flowers can, like grass gets stepped on all the time, and it's
okay. Hey, why don't we just leave it alone for now? Let's just, we don't have to, we're not here to kill the flower, we're here to deliver the chest, right? That's our job.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, how do we get to... Adaya looks around. Are there any other exits from this room?
There are. If the exit that the ball has rolled into is to the north, then there's another exit to the west.
Okay.
All right, so that big ball's in the way, right? We can't go. We can't get past that.
No, but over there, there's a doorway. And Adaya will get one of those sunflowers and pick it so she can see where she's going.
Oh, that's a good idea. Sunflowers are the only flowers that will give off continuous light even after it's picked.
Well, that's lucky for me, then.
Yeah. The Grand Admiral's going to run over to the door and check for traps. That's a 17.
That door is not currently trapped.
All right. The door seems fine.
We'll open it.
Okay. The Grand Admiral opens the door.
All right. And you have dark vision, right?
Yes. Superior dark vision, it says.
I have the light flower thingy.
Yes. Are you all just going to go into the room?
Gonna.
Yeah.
Look before we go in.
Oh, sure.
All right. If I could get perception checks.
That's the 20-sided chance cube again?
Yes.
Do you roll that one for everything, pretty much?
It seems
yeah,
like...
pretty much.
Okay.
My perception's a zero, so I just go with the number on the chance cube?
Yes.
13?
Right, mine was 6.
That's not so great. Maybe you're distracted by something.
Or someone.
Or someone?
Oh.
Maybe Corel's armor is really shiny, and it distracted me.
That makes a lot of sense. Good job, Tazi.
My shield is very shiny. It's like a mirror, see?
I'm sorry. Adaya's shield, right?
Oh, That's hard to keep track of sometimes. Good job, Tazi.
See, isn't that easy? It's so much easier.
Yeah.
All right, Grand Admiral, did you roll a perception?
I rolled a 1 on the die, which gives me a 4 total.
So that's called a critical failure?
Okay.
How do you critically fail at seeing something? You just don't?
Maybe my armor was really shiny again.
I think while Tazi was staring at Adaya's armor, he tripped over the Grand Admiral and pushed the Grand Admiral against the wall. So he can't see anything other than the wall.
That's a good idea. And then Adaya, you rolled...
A 13.
So while this is happening, Adaya, you're looking into the room. And you see that there are 4 corners of the room that seem to be magicked into 4 different types of climates. And there seem to be different flowers and trees and foliage growing. And they're all neatly labeled. There are some small tables in the middle that seem to have some beakers and some mortars and pestles. This seems to be where someone does something with these plants.
Okay. Are there any other exits from the room?
There is 1 exit to the north.
Okay.
And that's actually just an archway. It's not a door.
Well, there's an exit over there, guys. Do we go through there? Oh, Grand Admiral, see if it's trapped.
The door?
Well, the doorway. There might be a tripwire or something. Or a bell somebody could ring. Or a rope somebody could pull. You know, something obvious.
Okay. The Grand Admiral walks over to the other archway. 23.
That is very good, Grand Admiral. And you do, in fact, see a tripwire.
Oh, I found one. There is a tripwire right here.
Well, okay. Well, then we step over it.
What if we need to run back through here? Maybe I should get rid of the trap.
Can you do that?
I can do anything.
Well, okay, go ahead. Adaya was going to stand back, like near where we came in, and watch out for rolling boulders.
Adaya, you have had enough experience to know that a wizard doesn't usually pull the same trick twice.
Ah, okay. Then I watch out for a hole to open. No, he did that too. I don't know many traps, so...
Well, in this room, there's different climates. Maybe one of them will come alive.
Good idea. I stand in the exact center of the room, then.
Yeah. Tazi, you guys should go back to back and watch in all directions.
Good idea.
Okay. Then I will stand behind Adaya and put my back to her back.
And I will have out my bowcaster. Okay, it's not the bowcaster. It's called a crossbow. Does it also shoot the wooden pokey thingies?
It does, yes.
Okay, I will have that so I can shoot anything that comes at us.
All right, Grand Admiral, try and disable that trap.
All right. The Grand Admiral pulls out a little kit out of his bag, and he rolls it open. It's got various little tools in it, and he wraps a little piece of string around the tripwire and moves away, and he pulls on the string and tries to deactivate the tripwire. A 10.
Which way did you move?
Back into the room we're in.
Well, very good. You hear the sound of some small opening sliding open, and as you look into the room where the archway leads into, you see a bunch of arrows flying from both sides. And they seem to be hitting the wall or something else that's in the room. So it looks like the tripwire was made so that you would literally trigger it and while you are tripping into the room. And then you would get pelted by arrows.
Oh, well, it's a good thing my leadership kept us in this room. Shall we continue?
Well, what happened? I can't see that far.
You trip over this little wire, and a bunch of arrows shoot out of the walls on the other side.
Oh, yee. That's okay. So that's
a new trap. That wasn't there the last time I came through.
Wait, you've been here before?
Well, the wizard had to bring me down.
He obviously doesn't have an ability like mine. I have a mage hand. He could just, like, magic it wherever he wants it to go.
But that's what the mage hand can do?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing.
It's a spell?
It sounds like just, you know, being able to lift things with the force, magic. I'm guessing.
It's like the force.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right.
There's actually a lot of corollaries between this game and the Force, so I'm thinking that whoever wrote this was maybe a student of the Force, but maybe, you know, he left the temple and just, you know, didn't have really as much luck as I did.
Maybe I actually don't know that much about him, quite honestly.
Well, who's the author?
Garai Gygax.
Never heard of him.
Is he Gungan?
Maybe. That would explain the being able to breathe underwater.
Oh, yeah, that would... Okay. Anyway... I guess we followed the Grand Admiral's lead.
I mean, is there anything else in this room that we can use?
Not unless you were able to put ingredients together to make different potions, which I don't think any of you are at a high enough level to do.
How hard can it be? You just mix things together.
Go ahead and try that, Grand Admiral.
I move away from the Grand Admiral very quickly.
Okay. And the Grand Admiral walks over and mixes some chemicals together.
All right, so you mix things together, and you're not exactly sure what you're doing, and the mixture combusts into your face, leaving your eyebrows singed and a cloud of smoke.
Well, that didn't work well.
Or did it?
No, it didn't.
Oh.
Well, I guess we continue going.
Lead on, Grand Admiral.
Yeah, I guess we're going to follow you.
Yeah, we have to take this chest to this wizard thing.
I'll take up the back, I guess.
Okay. The Grand Admiral walks to the next room.
So you've looked into the room and you saw the traps and everything. So you realize that there were displays of various creatures that weren't moving. At first you thought, oh no, maybe these are trapped animals, but they seem to be perhaps magicked or taxidermied. And they are all labeled very neatly and they are all in displays of fierceness or displaying something that is unique to them. So the first one you see is this gorgeous deep purple and blue kind of lizard, but it has six legs and it's got these giant teeth made out of ice and a much too long tail, and it's labeled Frost Salamander.
Wait, is that alive? It's not alive, right?
Daya will go up and poke it.
It doesn't react.
Okay, I'm sorry, how big did you say it was again? Like,
it's huge.
Like, bigger than me?
Yes, it's bigger than you.
Oh, yeah, how big are you?
Well, I'm...
Medium.
I'm me-sized.
You're medium-sized.
Okay, can you give me a reference point on that?
Like, is Adaya the same size as Corel?
Yes, if Adaya was about the same size as Corel, that would be what they call medium.
Oh, okay.
A1, as well as a deep gnome, would be small... So huge would be probably at least twice the size.
Me. I'm huge, right?
No, I'm sorry, honey. No.
Ow.
I mean, you not in the... No, that's not what I meant.
So,
No, I didn't take it. No, you're fine.
So, it's not moving?
It's not moving. Across from it is a... It almost looks like a spider, but it's made out of metal. And it says Retriever on it.
The... Grand Admiral looks at Toffee. What are they doing here? And why aren't they moving?
I mean, are they statues? Are they real?
Well, I think some of them were real, but they've been killed and magicked by the wizard Northwind to display to show others who come down here her fierceness.
I don't like this wizard Northwind. Are we sure we should be bringing her something that she ordered?
Well, I mean, it's a job. I mean, it's not up to us to decide whether the chest is supposed to be hers or not. I mean, we're delivering a chest, right?
Well, I mean
she... if I got a cargo contract and I got to deliver the cargo, I mean...
Yeah, but what if you got a cargo contract and the person who you were trying to deliver it to tried to kill you?
Well, here's the thing. Did they try to kill us or did we do something wrong?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. The Grand Admiral...
I mean, we don't know.
...technically probably did something wrong. But if you believe the talking book, then, well, this wizard is trying to kill us and feed us to its corpse flower.
Okay, well, but we still have our job to do, and it failed, right? We got away from the flower, so... I don't know that it's up to us to decide whether the wizard person gets the chest or not, but that's what we're supposed to do, right? That's our objective.
But that's a good point. I mean, that's probably the victory condition for the game. So we should...
Yeah, right, so...
We should keep moving until we find the wizard.
Definitely.
Is there a way out of this room?
Yes, if I remember, there's another archway down at the far end.
Wait, does that mechanical spider thing have a plaque, too?
Yes, it says Retriever.
What else does the plaque say?
The Retriever is a potent spider-like construct, conceived and built for one original purpose, to prowl the Underdeep and capture demons for people to enslave or use in rituals.
Tazi will ask
Toffee.
Okay, Toffee, what is the Underdeep? Is that where we are right now?
No, we're merely underground. So the Underdeep is way, way underground, and it is actually a series of large caverns that goes throughout most of the world, and they call it the Underdeep. It's this whole other world that is just filled with all kinds of nasty monsters, and there's plenty of sentient creatures down there. In fact, that's where I think the Deep Gnomes come from.
All right, so Grand Admiral is from the Underdeep, too.
Yeah.
Or at least his family is.
Okay. I don't like the big retriever thingy, so Adaya is going to go over there and shoot her crossbow at it, and then pull out her sword and start whacking at it until it falls apart.
Why don't we just reprogram it and use it for good?
Well, because you're not a droid.
Because you're not under duress or anything, you can just take the time to beat the criff out of it?
I will beat the criff out of it, as mentioned.
And eventually you're able to separate the head from the body, and you see almost like a boiling kettle. You see steam released from it, and the entire thing just kind of collapses.
Good. All right.
So further on, you see a large hippopotamus head humanoid dressed in a military uniform, smoking a pipe and holding what looks like a rudimentary blaster. And the plaque says Gith on it.
Okay.
Tazi?
Yeah.
As Adaya is beating the criff out of this non-living thing, go ahead and make me a perception check, please.
Oh, okay. So the 20-sided cube again, right?
Yes.
16, and I add this number, so a total of 20.
You see a little far off towards the exit, or towards the way you're trying to go, there is some movement close to the ground.
Tazi will point at that movement and kind of draw the attention of the Grand Admiral and Adaya. There's something moving over there.
What is it?
I can't tell. Something's down there.
Oh, I'm going to take a tactical advantage and try to hide from it. I'm small.
Yes, you can do that. So that's going to be stealth.
Are we in a rocky terrain or... Oh, wait, we're underground.
Yes, you're underground.
I have some kind of a dark vision. Is it dark in here?
No, I've got the light flower thingy.
Yes, but it doesn't quite go that far.
Okay, so can I see this thing better because I have the dark vision?
Yes, you can.
So can I see what it looks like?
You just see that there are multiple smallish things that seem to have multiple legs, and they're running around. They are very much aware of you. And if you hadn't noticed them, it did seem, you're smart enough to know, Tazi, it did seem like they were preparing to ambush you.
Okay, then Tazi will tell the other two people with him that these things look small and they look like they are trying to ambush us.
Okay.
Well, can we ambush them?
That would be very difficult.
I don't know.
Well, the best way to defeat an ambush is to basically strike first or ambush the ambushers. So I shoot one of them.
All right, you can do that. Go ahead and roll an attack roll.
The 20. We use the 20 for everything. Okay.
Yeah, for everything. Yes. Yeah, that one's...
Ha! 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 I got one of those critical 20s.
Again?
Yes. So that's a 25.
Okay, so you're going to then roll your damage twice?
So that is 1d8 date plus 5. So 2 date plus 10?
No, 2 date plus 5.
But you said twice.
Well, you roll 2 die, but you only get 1 bonus, unfortunately. If I'm remembering the rules right.
Oh, well, hey, it's your game, so whatever, you know, as long as we're having fun, we're doing it right, right? I don't like these little red chance cubes with the 8 sides because they roll low numbers, so it's a grand total of 10.
You're watching these critters and you recognize how they move, and you send a bolt directly into the middle of one and pin it to the far wall. And you hear them all start chittering and hissing.
Ha! Ambush that!
All right. Grand Admiral and Tazi, if you'd like, you can also participate. This is technically a surprise round.
Okay.
A round. What's a round?
What we would normally do is roll a 20-sided die and add your initiative modifier, which is next to your AC. And then we would figure out who goes in this fight. And then one round would be everybody going. So if Adaya rolled really high and you rolled okay and the Grand Admiral rolled really low, a round would be Adaya, you, the Grand Admiral. And then because it's a surprise round, the enemies don't get to move. So at the top of the next round, I'll go ahead and I'll roll a die for them and then input them wherever they go. So a round is everyone moving once.
So we have to roll for the initiative now?
Well, because you're in a surprise round, you and the Grand Admiral can decide who goes first.
Oh, go ahead, Grand Admiral.
Okay. It says here, stone camouflage. Advantage to stealth rolls in underground.
Yes.
Admiral's going to go and hide. What does advantage mean?
That means you roll 2 20-sided die, and you choose the better.
Okay. 23 to hide.
You're able to hide very easily, probably on the platform that the GIF is on.
Okay.
So you're hiding away so that they can't see you.
Yeah.
All right, Tazi, please.
Okay, I'm gonna... They're still kind of far away down the hall, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna use this this bow thing. So this looks like a big stick with a string on it and these wooden things. Okay, yeah, I'm going to attack with this long bow thing.
Okay.
That is a total of 7, which doesn't seem like a very good number.
It's not. So you're a little maybe thrown off. This is happening kind of fast. And you're able to send a shot at them. And you scare a couple of them off, but you haven't dealt any damage. Right. So now we're going to roll initiative.
The Grand Admiral got a 15.
My initiative is a 7.
I don't like all these negatives. Mine's a 9.
I have a lot of pluses, but these chance cubes are kind of made of cark.
Well, they're A1s. I mean, did you expect them to do well for anybody other than him?
Well, I expected them to be weighted or something.
Nice.
Grand Admiral, you get to go first if you'd like to.
Well, I'm hiding from them, so they don't know I'm here.
Right, they don't know you're here. And they haven't had their turn yet, so they haven't been able to move.
Oh, well, I want to do this sneak attack thing.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Well, if you want to take your turn and sneak up to one of them.
That doesn't sound smart, because then they could surround me, because I'm away from the other two.
Yes, that's true. If you have a ranged weapon, you could use that.
I have a short bow.
Yeah, you could use that.
Okay.
If you roll well enough, you'll even maintain your hiding space.
Oh.
So roll well.
Yeah, use the non-cheaty dice, wink.
That's a...
Did you just say wink?
24.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's really good. So you're going to be able to send out an arrow and maintain your hiding space.
Yay. So I hit one.
So go ahead and roll some damage.
11.
Your arrow will split one of them in two, and the others seem very freaked out. One of them is tapping on the ground with their long, pointed legs, and you're not sure exactly what that means, but there seem to be only 3 left, one of which is freaking out, and the other two are very uncertain about what to do. Adaya, your turn.
Okay, can I carry the lightens to use my sword?
Yeah. You can, like, tuck it into your armor or something, almost like a boutonniere.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to go in and hit one with my sword.
All right. Are you going to have your shield out, too, or are you using your sword two-handed?
I think I'll keep the shield. That way, if it turns to claw at me, I have something to block it with.
All right, sounds good.
Can I go for the little freaked out one?
Why not?
I don't know, why not?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay, good. That would be 18, 20, 23.
You are going to slice it up however you would like to slice it.
Ooh, I got an 8 on my damage dice, so that is 13 points of damage.
Wow, you're going to kill it.
Yay! So I, like, run up to it with my shield, kind of sweeping one of the others out of the way, and I just bring my lightsaber, I bring my sword down on its head, and it goes splat.
The other two start hissing at you and backing away, but it's not quite their turn yet. Tazi.
I will shoot with the bow again. Are they too close?
Are they close together, you mean?
I mean, can I still use the bow? I mean, I assume.
Oh, yeah. You haven't moved.
Okay. So a total of 18.
All right. You are going to hit one of them.
All right, cool. Now I roll the date, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is 7 points.
Your arrow takes off one of its legs, but it seems to have either 6 or 8. So it's still able to move, but you see this black ooze spilling out from it. It seems to be very injured.
I got one, guys. I got it.
Oh, good job.
Oh, no, it's not dead. I hit it, though.
Oh, do you need some help with that?
I might. We'll see.
Well, it's their turn, and the two of them are actually going to disengage from combat and start moving back into the shadows towards the archway. So because they're not going to attack, they can actually double move, and they actually have the movement of a normal creature.
Oh, they got lots of legs.
Yeah, they do.
That's a good point.
A number of legs there.
They do. So they are retreating, so you can either choose to finish them off or let them go.
We don't want them to get reinforcements.
Well, I mean, again, they're running away, so they're probably not going to come back.
But are they running?
They're tiny.
Which way are they running again? Is they're running out of the room or back the way we came?
They're running out of the room.
Well, they're going to go
towards where you're going.
They might be bringing something bigger back, and we're going that way anyway. So let's get them.
Oh, okay, I guess. Wait, yeah.
Hold on. All right. The last time something retreated and we killed it, somebody got arrested. Maybe we should think about this.
No, man, this is a game, though. This is we're playing a game. This isn't
okay.
This isn't,
you know
this
what?
Isn't real.
No, A1, you're correct. Hey, monster things! My name is Hedaya. Would you like to surrender?
Hey, Toffee. Are they gonna come back with more?
So Toffee's head is sticking up from the book.
Those are young Kruthix. They're not gonna understand you. They're just animals.
They're Krifs?
Kruthix.
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 Okay.
Kruthix.
What?
These are young babies, though.
Tell us about them, please. What are these things?
Wait a minute, did I just kill babies?
Yep.
Well, baby as in not adult.
Well, I mean, so they're younglings.
Kruthix are chitin-covered reptiles that hunt in packs and nest in sprawling subterranean warrens. They are attracted to sources of heat and carve out lairs as close to such locations as possible. So if it makes you feel better, they actually eat their siblings.
I guess in a weird way, I gave them some food then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the smell of dead ones will actually drive them away. They're not dumb.
All right, well, let's go on into this next room then. And we're off to find the wizard.
Oh, okay. Hopefully he's a wonderful wizard.
She's
a wonderful wizard.
Morty is a wonderful wizard, and I miss him every moment of every day.
We were actually talking about the wizard Northwood. Northwoods? Northwind? Whatever.
I hear wonderful, think about Morty.
Book, pull it together. We gotta go.
It sounds like you and this Morty person have a very special relationship.
Well, I mean, he did magic me into existence, and the doting, unending affection seems to be kind of a side effect.
Oh, so he's kind of like your father.
Or your maker.
Yes, my creator. The force within me.
But you're a book, right? I mean,
well, but the obviously
technically I'm the spirit of a book.
Let's go.
Lead on.
All right.
Unless you want me to go first.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right, I'll take...
No, actually, leave the Grand Admiral in front, because we can all see over him.
It's a really good point. Plus, he's good at spotting those trap things.
Yeah, he's got the trap thing. We don't want any more boulders or weird things like that.
Well, remember, it's only going to be one trap at a time. They don't repeat themselves. That's what Tissa said. Well,
yeah, but she's trying to kill us.
No, she's not. She's running the game.
Well, I'm not really trying to kill you. I'm actually just trying to have fun and tell a good story. And
you're playing all the things that are trying to kill us.
Tazi, she would never try to kill you. Trust me, she would go with that. She would never try to kill you. It's not the problem.
Just saying, she's playing all the things that are trying to kill us, though. So I mean, she's trying to kill us.
Let's move on. Okay. I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
All right.
Okay. The Grand Admiral leads into the next room.
It is full of stone statues. They are statues of various creatures. Some of them look as small as you, Grand Admiral. Some of them look huge. But they all look very lifelike, almost as if they were alive and then turned to stone.
Yeah.
There is a large pool in the middle with a fountain, and it is almost completely dark. But for two of you, that's not really a problem.
Toffee?
Yes?
What are all these things? Are they alive? Are they dead?
Well,
they look like they're made of stone.
I mean, some of them could be just statues. Hold on, let me search.
And her eyes glow yellow again.
Some of them could be gargoyles or the stone cursed.
Please explain that.
So the stone cursed are spawned through a foul ritual performed on a humanoid that then turns them to stone. Obviously, stone cursed. The ritual, which requires a mixture of basilisk blood and ashes from the burned feathers of a cockatrice, awakens a dim echo of the petrified victim's spirit, animating the statue and turning it into a useful guardian.
So, if we could reverse the curse, then I've increased my army.
What? Well, yes. Yeah. Wait, army?
Who's army?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, it would technically be navy.
What?
Yeah, if we can reverse the curse on these things, then they owe us. They can join our navy and help us beat the wizard.
We're not in space or on the water. It can't be a navy.
All right, army then.
Okay.
Well,
so what you're saying is if we reverse this curse, they will be our allies in the fight against the wizard.
Yes.
I'll bet you it's in that room before where you blew your eyebrows out. If we go back there, maybe we could make a potion to turn them back into whatever they were.
Maybe.
I mean, that big one there would be a really big help.
That sounds reasonable.
Maybe it has something to do with the pool there, right? I mean, there's a pool in the middle.
Well, go look at it.
All right. Tazi will wander up toward the pool.
Adaya will go with him, bringing the light.
All right. Well, I mean, Tazi doesn't need the... Okay, that's fine.
Well,
so,
but Adaya needs the light, so...
Yes. The statue in the middle of a pool is that of a merfolk. She's very pretty.
Is that like
what's a merfolk?
Is that like a nautilin?
Oh, hold on, Toffee. What is that statue of?
That is a merfolk. They are the main sentient creatures who live under the water. So they have half of the body of a fish, and then half of the body that looks mostly humanoid, although they don't have any ears.
Tazi's going to look in the water.
All right, perception check
to see if there's merfolk in there. All right. That's 16.
You see something moving under the water. It's moving real quick. And you're excited maybe because you think it's a merfolk. When something leaps out of the water, it is not a merfolk, and it's going to attack you. All right, so that's going to be 23 against your armor class.
That's way higher than my number. My number's 11.
All right, so out of the water jumps this. It's vaguely humanoid, although it seems like its arms and legs have no bones. And instead of hands, it has almost tentacle-like fingers. And one of these tentacles reaches out to grab you around the throat to do 7 damage.
Oh, no, damn it, 7 damage?
Yes, is that what you said? Against okay, your HP hit points.
That's not good. I don't have a lot of those.
Does he subtract his armor class thing?
No, you don't.
Because armor should protect you.
Well, it does. It just makes it harder to hit you.
Well, that's a silly idea.
No, her hit was way higher than what my armor class number thing was. Yeah. So I think that means that she hit me, period.
Okay.
You also need to make a grappling check.
Okay, hold on. What's that? I don't see that on my sheet.
So, my sheet has a grappling hook. Maybe that's what you need.
No. So, these tentacle fingers are around your throat. So, you need to make a check. You can use your strength. You can use your weapon. You can use your dexterity to try and get free.
All right. Well, I guess I will chop at the tentacle thing with the hand axe.
Okay.
It worked on the vine.
Tazi, you're gonna chop at the tentacle, right? The hand. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna hit myself in the neck with the thing. Come on.
Well, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that like standing here. I'm not gonna do that in this game either. All right, that is a 11.
So that's not going to do enough damage to bring the tentacles off.
I hit it.
You don't.
Okay.
And so you are restrained, so you can't make a movement on your next turn.
Okay.
All right, and now we're going to roll initiative, since that was a surprise round.
Yes, it was a surprise.
So, 6.
The Grand Admiral got a 14.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a 17.
So, Tazi, you'll go first, but before you do, Toffee is going to jump up a little in surprise and go,
"Oh my gosh, it's a choker!" The choker is a subterranean predator, far more dangerous than its small size and spindly, rubbery limbs would suggest. The good news is they tend to work alone.
That's very good news. That's very good news.
Well, what's the bad news?
Oh, the bad news is they can choke you to death.
I kind of get that. Now I'm being choked, right? So I gotta talk like this. Is that how this goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tazi, you're first. Then the Grand Admiral.
Okay, I'm gonna chop at this thing again. Oh, that is a 16.
All right, you're going to hit him this time. Yay!
Okay, one of these. Ooh, that's a 12 total.
12 damage?
I rolled an 8, so I get plus 5, so that's 13. Sorry, my math is... I'm not good with math.
Well, you're being choked, so, you know.
Oh, 13, okay. So, Tazi, you reach out to chop off the tentacle limb, and you end up chopping off its head.
Wow.
Okay, does it still let go?
Really good with this axe.
The rest of the body falls away, and you pull the tentacle arm off from around your neck.
All right. What else did you find in the well?
That was the only thing I got to see so far. That it jumped out of the water and attacked me, so...
Tazi, you get little flashes as you look down into the well. There seem to be fish down there, and they are communicating to you great happiness that the choker is dead.
These fish are talking to me, I guess.
Okay. What are they saying?
Oh, it's your sea elf power.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's that, these things are swimming, so I guess I can talk to them. They're happy that thing is dead.
Oh, ask them if they've seen the wizard that we're looking for.
Okay, Tazi will yell at the water, "Have you seen the wizard Northwind?"
You get a vision in your head of stairs... And then two double doors that lead, it looks like, to almost the hallway entrance of a castle.
Okay, apparently these fish have been there before.
Been where?
They sent me an image of stairs and a door.
Oh, well, where are these stairs?
Tazi yells at the water. Where are the stairs?
As you are talking to the fish, Grand Admiral?
Yeah.
From behind, you actually feel razor-sharp claws hit you in the back.
Ow!
And they're going to do 5 slashing damage, and you need to make a quick constitution save, please. So you'll roll that d20 and add your constitution modifier.
At 12.
All right, well, that ties, so nothing else happens, but you turn around, and there is definitely... a statue with sharp claws who is coming for you, and you look around and you see at least 2 more.
We're being attacked. Turn around.
All right, we're gonna keep the initiative from last time. So, Grand Admiral, it's your turn.
The Grand Admiral's going to use his little ability called Blur.
All right, and what does that do?
It says once a day I can use the spell Blur, and attackers get disadvantage to hit me.
Good job. So that will be moving forward. All right, Adaya.
The Grand Admiral screamed, so Adaya turns around and charges at the thingy that's slashing at him.
Good.
I don't think I'm going to hit. That is a 9?
No, that will not hit. I'm sorry.
The number was very low. I understand. So, but I will put myself between the slashing, fingery, ribbony, knifey things and the Grand Admiral.
All right, Tazi.
I'm still at the water, right? But I heard the Grand Admiral.
Yes.
Yell. I heard A1 yell.
Yes. And you look up and you see the other two.
Okay. Okay. I will throw that axe at one of them.
That's so smart.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I'm a quick thinker. I think on my feet. All right, let's see.
Except for when the door is open.
I got an 18.
Well, he tried, but, I mean, he kind of banged the criff out to the sides of the door trying to get through.
All right, you're going to hit.
All right, that is 10 points total. I rolled a 5 on the chance cube, and I get a +5.
So you throw the axe, and it actually buries itself into the statue's torso, and you can see a bunch of stone just crumbling where you hit it and falling out.
I hit it again, guys. You really need to get better at this game.
All right, Grand Admiral.
Not all of us are dating the person running the game, so you know.
Hey, don't. She's not. I'm not. There's no cheating or there's no. There's no collusion going on here.
No problem.
I am offended by your insinuation, Corral.
I mean, you can see everything she's doing. She's rolling her dice right in front of us.
I'm going to move away from the one that hit me and then shoot him with this sharp bow thingy. I rolled a 21 to hit.
All right, you're going to hit it. Yay. See, it's just about the numbers.
Yeah, 9.
All right, you also do 9 damage. That's good. So that's going to sink into its shoulder and take off one of its arms.
Oh.
That statue doesn't like that, but you've moved away from it, so it's going to attack Adaya. Oh, that's not good. It's 6.
Yeah, my armor class is much higher than that.
Right. So the other two are also going to make movements. The one that Tazi hit is going to come up and attempt to slash at him. And that's a 10 to hit. That's not going to work. And then the third one is actually close enough to the Grand Admiral and also rolls a 10.
Hey.
Adaya, they're not doing so hot.
So the Grand Admiral moved away.
Yes.
Yes.
And then one of them actually came up to Tazi, it sounds like.
I will go try and take the one that is on Tazi and draw its attention to me with my big shiny shield and longsword. Get away from him. Ooh, I rolled a 17, so that's 22.
That will hit it.
And my sword hits it for Kark. Oh, 6 points.
Your sword will break through one of the statue's legs and send it crumbling. It's not dead, but it is incapacitated.
Yes, that's what you get for attacking my friend Tazi.
And Tazi, it's now your turn. Do you want to try and take out the one in front of you?
I demand your surrender.
I'm going to hit it with... I also have a quarterstaff on my sheet here. Can I take the hand axe back? I was really good with that. Like, can I grab it?
Yeah, you can grab the hand axe. It's just in the middle of the stone guy.
I want to grab the hand axe, and then I want to hit him again. So Tazi grabs the axe and then pulls it back and then tries to hit this thing again. 17 on the die plus 5, so 22.
All right, so this statue is down a leg and has a hole in the middle of it. So go ahead and roll some damage.
All right, is this cube? That is 9 points.
All right, would you like to describe how you destroy it?
I hit it with the axe, and it breaks.
And it's gone. Yay.
All right. Tazi raises his hand axe in triumph. I'm the best.
Well, you certainly smashed that.
Good job.
Grand Admiral.
Grand Admiral's going to move away from the one that's attacking him and shoot him again. I rolled a 1 plus 5 is 6.
Ooh, that's a critical failure. So
a critical failure is like the reverse of a critical hit?
Yes. So, Grand Admiral, your bowstring snaps. Now, you have another one, but it'll take a full turn to get it on there.
Oh, okay.
So, as you're doing that, the statue's going to try and claw at you again. 15?
I have a 14.
All right, so that's going to hit. Ooh, that's 12 damage.
Okay, so what happens when your hit points become -9? And I started with 8.
Technically, you're dead. However, in this situation, I think you're gonna get turned into stone.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like much better.
No, it doesn't sound good. So wait, Grand Admiral is dead now?
Well, he's petrified. Does anybody have any healing abilities?
I do, yes.
If you throw him in the water, I can talk to him.
All right, so there's one more statue that, while you are distracted with the Grand Admiral getting petrified, is going to try and hit Adaya.
I'm going to bring up my shield to defend myself.
12 to hit, which will not hit with your shield.
Ha, ha!
All right, Adaya, it is your turn.
I'm going to hit it really hard. I got the critical 20 again.
Oh!
Corell's using the loaded chance cubes.
Corell, are you cheating and using the force?
No, I would not do... That's... Dang, Kirk, why didn't I think of that? No, it's a game. Why would I waste the, you know, that's silly.
Mm-hmm.
So do I get to roll two of the little eight ones again?
Yes, you do.
So 2d8 + 5. Whoa, that got away from me. That would be 13 points of damage.
You bring your sword in an uneven diagonal, let's say from kidney to shoulder across one of them. And it slices unevenly in two and then falls back.
All right, that should have hit most of the major organs, assuming it is a humanoid-type person creature thingy. It should be dead now. Where's the other one?
You look around, and the other one seems to be making a run for it.
Tazi, watch out for him. I'm going to go check on the Grand Admiral.
You want me to throw my axe at him again?
If you can.
Tazi will throw his axe at the one that's running away.
Go for it.
15 plus 5, so 20.
You're going to hit it straight in the back.
All right, and that's 10 points. 5 on the chance cube, and then plus 5.
That is going to slow it down, although not kill it. It's going to reach behind it, pull out the hand axe, and throw it to the side as it continues running, and it's running the direction that you already came from.
Okay, then I will shoot another... I'll shoot an arrow at it with this the bow thing.
Okay.
That is 12.
You scare it, but you don't hurt it.
Okay, so I didn't hit it.
You didn't hit it, no.
Okay, can I do it again, or is it gone now?
I think it's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I hit it, but I didn't stop it, so it ran away.
I run over to the Grand Admiral and check to see if he's still alive.
There's very sad music playing because the Grand Admiral has no pulse. He is completely stone.
Well, I have a healing ability, so is he like stretched out on the floor?
Grand Admiral, what position were you in when you got hit?
Trying to run away, so in a running position.
So you're probably like on your stomach, right?
Well, can I see his hands?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to lay down on his hands.
That's not how that works.
It says lay on hands. As an action can heal up to 5 hit points via touch.
So you can lay on his hand. You can lay on his hands and then you heal him?
Apparently, that's what it says.
Yeah. Yeah, you can heal up to 5 hit points, or you can heal a condition such as petrified.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. I'll lay on his hands.
No, you're laying your hands on the thing or person that is hurt.
Do you guys want me to leave?
Well, no.
No,
well,
not...
Huh?
It's not that kind of game.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, no, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Sorry.
Okay, I will...
That's from
I
later.
Will use... Okay, how about this? You two, calm down. Anyway, I will use my Lay on Hands ability to attempt to remove the petrify thingy off of A1. Or the Grand Admiral. Kark, it's hard getting all this stuff straight. How do you keep it in your head, Isla?
Well, I have less in my head than you do normally, probably.
Oh,
so it's probably true. Easier for me to remember this.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you've got like a lifetime of memories. I have a few months.
That's sad.
Well, I've kind of come to terms with it. It's just the way it is.
I know, it's sad to hear it out. I mean, it is sad, but it's also sad to hear it like out loud. I'm sorry.
So does it work?
There is a beautiful light all around the Grand Admiral, And all of a sudden, his stony countenance turns back into skin. And Grand Admiral, you are healed back up to one hit point so that you're not dead. But I still wouldn't suggest getting into any more fights.
Okay.
Unless someone here has a potion of healing.
Grand Admiral, are you okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You turned to stone. That seemed detrimental to your well-being.
Yeah.
You almost said operation.
Yeah. I'm used... Okay, I know it's A1, but he's a short little gnome. Gnome?
I think gnome.
Gnome.
Wait, why is there a G if you don't say it?
It's silent.
Because things are weird.
Okay, you know, if they just used the Arabic letter for N, it would have been fine.
Anyway, so let's keep moving, right? So we can help the Grand Admiral up to his feet.
Did you want to see if he's still in the water?
It's maybe not the best idea to put him under the water.
Yeah, no. If he only has one more hit point, then...
And you can talk to him right now anyway, so I guess there's really nothing to be gained with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a potion of healing on my sheet. Can I drink that?
Yes, you can.
How does that... What does that do?
Well, you open the hole in your face, and you pour it in there.
Well, you've seen us drink stuff. It works the exact same way.
Yeah, you've kind of become an expert in seeing Tazi drink things.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I understand that part. But if it heals me, should I not get more hit points?
So you're going to roll 2d4 and then add 2.
That's those little pyramid thingies.
Okay. Oh, that works. That gives me 7 back. So I have 8, which is what I started with.
Nice! Way to be efficient. That's a good job.
I feel better.
So Grand Admiral, you feel a little weird because you basically died, got resurrected, and I'm now back. You're now back to full health, so you're kind of a little, seasick?
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So is there another door out?
Toffee will point to, there's a large set of stairs.
Hey, these are the same stairs that the fish showed me.
Well, I'm really glad, because honestly, this wizard must have a lot of money. This is a very big building.
Well, I mean, she does, do experiments and make evil potions and whatnot, like... She's not poor.
Okay, so Tuffy, we need to deliver this thing that A1 has to her. You might want to stay quiet when we do it.
What's in the box?
All right, if I stay quiet, are you guys going to take me out of the castle? Because once I'm out of Northwind's radius of power, Morty will sense that I'm free and will bring me home.
Yeah, we can totally get you home. That's not the problem.
So what's in the chest?
You haven't opened the chest?
No. It's cargo. Tazi would have a fit if we tried to open it.
Wizard doesn't sound very nice. How do we know we're not bringing him something that's bad?
Well, I mean, it's not really up to us, right? I mean, we're delivering cargo. I mean...
But what if the cargo is bad?
He's got the point. I mean, what if we took a cargo with a big crate in it and it turned out to have a couple slaves in it? We would be kind of... complicit in that, so maybe we... I mean, not that I think there are slaves in that little box, but he's got the point.
You know what? It's a fantasy world. If you want to open up the box, open up the box.
That's a good point. Go ahead, A1. I'm going to move over here and hide behind my shield.
It is locked.
I want to check it for traps first. 15.
It's not trapped, but it is locked.
All right. I'm going to unlock it.
Sleight of hand, please, and you can use your thieves' tools.
What do those do?
They should already be added into your sleight of hand proficiency. So you should be at a +7.
Okay. So that's a total of a 20.
You mess around for a minute, and then you pop the lock off. So this is a wooden chest. It has a little bit of gold inlaid on it, but it's nothing too fancy. The lock was steel. And you could put it back on again if you needed it to. It looks like it was made to be used with a key. And inside is a velvet-lined box. And there is a purple glowing liquid in a flask, in a clear flask.
Is that a drink?
Yeah, it's
a purple drink. You don't like purple.
Tazi will reach down and pick up the flask and then just pop the cork and drink it.
Wait. We don't know what it'll do.
It looks like a drink. I'll drink it.
Yeah, but we might need it later. Like I had the potion of healing. Maybe that's something similar.
I'm pretty hurt. I could use one of those if that's what it is.
Well, maybe it'll give you magical powers or something.
I mean, I just said I did it, so I'm drinking it.
Okay. The Grand Admiral's going to move away from him first.
I'm still hiding behind my shield.
Well, if Tazi explodes, then maybe you guys won't get hit.
So you drink down this potion, Tazi. Do you even take a second thought? You just drink it all down?
No. I mean, it's a beverage, and I'm sure I'm thirsty. I saw that a potion healed Grand Admiral, so maybe this will heal me too.
So you don't feel any different. However, Grand Admiral and Adaya, as you're looking at Tazi, he starts shimmering slightly, and his skin turns into kind of this peachy pink. He gets a little bit taller. He's bald, but he has ears. He has a mustache and a goatee, a little pointed goatee, two gold earrings and wizard robes. And you recognize him.
Oh my God, he's the guy from the front of the book. The Mordekainen guy.
Morty!
And Toffee looks at you and there are giant hearts in her eyes.
Hi. What's everybody looking at me so weird for?
He still sounds like Tazi, though, but he looks like the Mordekainen guy.
Yeah, wait, I look like who now?
Here.
Yes, you do. Adaya, hold up your shield.
Adaya holds up her shield so Morty can see his own face. Hey, if you're a powerful wizard now, can you just magic us out of here?
Oh, man, I thought the sea elf was probably ugly. This guy is just not handsome.
Ugh. Wait, Toffee, is he still Tazi? Or is he Morty?
Wait, yeah, am I a different person now? Am I playing a new character?
No, I think you're the same. But you look exactly like the wizard Mordekainen. Oh, okay, my.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but, you know.
Maybe the wizard was trying to disguise themselves as the person they stole the book from.
Of course, the wizard Northwind would totally do that.
So I guess maybe that's, we stopped that from happening, and now we can't deliver the chest, so I guess we should just get out of here.
Well, we could still deliver the chest.
Well, you know, why don't we just leave it on a table in the front door, and we get Toffee out of here? Then we win, right? And, I don't know.
Well, I thought winning was delivering the chest, so we can't win now.
Well, we still have the chest, you just, you know.
Why don't we just change the win condition?
No, that would be cheating. I don't think it was delivering. That was a pretense to get us here. Now, this thing has happened, and now the whole point is to rescue Toffee. We found that the wizard is evil.
Our reason for being here has changed.
Well, no, our reason for being here is part of the story. But when we got here, we found out that what we thought was happening is not what really is happening. So we need to react to what is happening, and that is this poor little book sprite thingy needs our help to get free.
All right, well then let's get the book out of here.
And all we have to do is get her out of the building, and we should be fine.
Okay, well then, yeah, let's go do that. Those are the stairs. Let's go up those stairs.
All right. Grand Admiral, check for traps.
18.
I just can't believe Northwind would go to all this trouble to look like Morty. I mean, that is a betrayal of the Wizarding Code. And as Morty says, there are no small betrayals.
This wizard guy, this Mordekainen guy, he's not attractive. He's not a handsome guy.
Oh, I think he is.
I do not look handsome
right
now.
Well, I mean, he's not that bad. I mean, the facial hair is kind of me.
You kidding me? Look at his skin is so pink.
What's wrong with that?
Well, he just looks like a human, Tazi.
There are pink twins.
Well, I know, but humans aren't that attractive either.
I mean, that's a fair point.
It depends on the human. They vary.
I personally don't see the attraction. I don't think this guy's all that great. But hey, you know, that's fine.
Well, you have to look apparently at that face now, him. So you better get used to it.
Yeah, is this permanent? How long does this last? Is it
probably till the end of the game?
Like this now, all right.
You'll just have to keep playing and see, Grand Admiral.
Grand Admiral's going to sneak up the stairs. I rolled a 25 on my stealth check.
You sneak very stealthy.
What do I see at the top of the stairs?
Two closed doors.
All right. I'll wait for the rest of them to get up here.
The rest of you go up the stairs?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely following them.
Hey, Toffee?
Yes?
Which door goes out?
Well, I mean, they're double doors, Grand Admiral. They should lead to the front hall of the Northwind Castle.
All right. The Grand Admiral will go up and check the door for traps. 25.
Sure, there was a trap.
The Grand Admiral will disable it with a 19.
All right, so there was a freezing glyph that you saw just out of the corner of your eye, and you were able to find the sort of emergency off switch, so...
All right, we're good.
Excellent.
Now, don't believe anything that the wizard tells you, all right?
Well, I mean, if she's evil, then she's obviously going to tell us whatever she wants that'll get us to buy into her plans.
Okay. Hey, Tazi?
Yeah?
Maybe you should drink your potion of healing before we meet the wizard.
Oh, do I have one too? I don't...
Yes.
Oh, wait, yep, there. Okay, it's on the sheet. Yep. Okay, I'll drink my... I drink the potion of healing. Why didn't I drink that earlier?
I don't know, but if we play this again, you guys need to get this heavy armor stuff. You aren't very dexterous, but man, do you not get hit.
All right, so what do I roll for the potion of healing again?
2d4 plus 2.
The little triangle ones.
Yeah, I got it. So I rolled 2d for, and that's plus 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got 4 on the 2d for, and then a plus 2, so 6 total.
Yes, but it can't take you over your original total.
Nope, that puts me at 9.
Okay, who's opening the door?
Grand Admiral will.
And I am right behind him. Who has Toffee?
I thought the Grand Admiral was carrying it.
Okay.
All right, so it's the Grand Admiral, Adaya, and Tazi.
Yep.
So you swing open the doors, and you see bright sunlight, because there is a lot of windows in this entryway. And for a moment, because you have dark vision, and things have been dim for a while, it takes your eyes a second to focus. And as it does, you see a very tall Goliath woman dressed in wizard robes. And you see a human in adventuring clothes. She is a black woman, and she has her greatsword drawn. The Goliath wizard looks at all three of you with the haughtiest glare. You can return the book to me now. I see that you've fallen prey to her lies. I don't blame you. You're just adventurers, after all.
Well, we know who's the liar. Get her, Mordekainen.
Morty?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
You'll pay for keeping stealing my book.
Run for the door. Sorry, Grand Admiral, run for the door.
Mordekainen, you entrusted me with this tome which had been infected with a demon. What are you doing here? Why are you stealing it back from me?
Well, how could I have trusted you with it if you stole it from me?
I didn't steal it.
You just said I entrusted you with it, and then you said I'm stealing it back. So, like...
Well, yeah, you gave it to me, and now you're stealing it back. You could have just asked me if you wanted it back.
Well, I mean...
You said that it was... That there were too many things in your own laboratory that it could get into. You were being all high and mighty about it. And I was like, well, we're part of the same wizard consortium. I guess I can have it for you down in my vaults. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, I don't know. You're kind of comparing yourself to me on a strange level here, because apparently I am the best there is. And, you know, then there's you.
Oh, don't start this again.
Well, no, I'm not trying to start anything. I'm just making a point that, you know,
this is not a wand contest.
I'm Morton Cannon, and I'm the guy. I'm the one here. This is my book.
All right, Captain Southsea, go ahead and take them out. I think we have reason enough to believe, considering he just mispronounced his own name, that is not Morton Cannon.
Take them out. Hey, you watch it, you know. Mordekainen is not gonna be trifled with.
Beware the great wizard Mordekainen, because he will raise his hand and do magical things to you.
Okay, let's see it.
And I use my mage handy thingy to slap one of them.
And Tazi raises his hand quickly.
So it looks like
who do you go to slap?
The tall one.
Your mage hand gets knocked away by another mage hand. Captain Southsea.
I let you do that.
Captain Southsea, do me a favor and let's put these intruders in their place.
Marty, maybe it's time we go. We've bothered these people long enough. We can come back another day when they're not feeling so angry.
Yeah, I don't think this is working. We should probably just go.
Yeah,
please.
I'm sorry we interrupted your whatever this is going on in here. We're just going to leave with the book. You have a good day. Tazi rolled an 11 for the initiative.
Adaya has a 14.
The Grand Admiral has an 18.
Right, Grand Admiral, you're first. So Captain Southsea is raising her greatsword, and she looks like she's going to charge you. But you go before her.
The Grand Admiral is going to use his gnome magic ability of blindness and try to make her blind.
That's a good idea.
It says on my sheet she has to make a constitution save.
That was a 10. All right, so she's going to be blinded. So she's going to have disadvantage on rolls, but she's also a very well-trained fighter.
Okay. And then can the Grand Admiral keep running towards the door?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can do both an action and a move.
All right, I'll do that then.
And the captain will yell out, "Wizard Northwind, I'm blinded!" And she's still going to try and hit the Grand Admiral. So she rolled with disadvantage, so that's going to be a 17.
A 17 will hit.
So she's going to hit the Grand Admiral.
Huh? What's the damage?
3. Captain Southsea can hear you, but she doesn't quite have the best understanding of where you are. So you do get clipped by her, but it doesn't do a whole lot of damage.
Okay.
All right, Adaya.
So I see her, like, swinging after, trying to hit the Grand Admiral. I'm going to charge her and try and shield bash her out of the way.
That's good. You'll have advantage on the roll because she is blinded.
Now, that means I roll 2 dice, right? Take the highest?
Yes.
Okay. What bonus do I use? Because it's not for my sword.
I would use just a normal attack. So a plus 5.
23.
So you will definitely hit her, and your shield isn't going to do as much as your sword.
I was just trying to knock her out of the way so she loses track of the Grand Admiral.
Oh, that's a great idea. So you're able to knock her out of the way. You weren't particularly looking to hurt her then?
No, I mean knock her out of the way, knock her to the ground, just trying to stop her from knowing where he is.
So you're able to knock her down, and then Tazi.
Tazi will use his bow because he forgot to pick up his axe in the hallway where that weird statue thing dropped it. So he's going to use his bow and shoot at the big wizard thing.
It's a good idea.
Okay. So that's a total of a 20.
Okay, that will hit her.
And then that is 5, so 8 damage total.
So you send an arrow into her thigh, and she looks down and looks at you and says, "There's no way in any of the realms that you are Mordenkainen."
You just figured
I've
that out?
I figured that out a long time ago. But if you really wanted me to believe that, you really shouldn't have used a bow.
Well, I figured we were kind of through with that whole deception piece. Maybe I was giving you too much credit.
Well,
that was good, Tazi.
So Northwind is angry. She doesn't like people making fun of her. You know, she kind of lives on her own most of the time. Like, Captain Southsea is there as a protector most of the time, but she never makes fun of her, you know, because Captain is paid by Wizard Northwind. And so she summons a spell. It's an orb of some kind of light and sends it at you, but it's way off. Like, you can just tell she's angry. But she is not as concentrating as she should be.
You know I'm over here, right?
Don't you dare take that book out of this castle. You have no idea what the consequences will be.
Slow down and think of what you want to say first. And then, you know, I think maybe your brain is moving faster than your mouth. So sometimes that happens to me too. Sometimes, like, you get, you know, a thought but
Tazi,
it's going really fast
that
and you can't
hurts.
Put it out. What do you mean
I
that
just
hurts?
I just couldn't think of the words.
I was talking to the wizard. Wait, I wasn't talking
Grand
to you.
Admiral,
I was talking
it's
to the
your
wizard
turn.
Thing. Hey, I'm sorry.
No snuggle pod for you.
What?
The Grand Admiral's going to use his acrobatics to try to somersault and cartwheel his way out the door, trying to avoid getting hit again.
That sounds like a great idea.
16.
All right, so you're able to get quite a bit closer to the door. Captain Southsea is currently prone, so she's going to take her movement to stand up. She puts her sword away and will take out crossbow, but again, she can only hear you. She can't quite see you. So she rolled a 12 to hit. So she sends some crossbow bolts near you, Grand Admiral, but you are somersaulting and dodging out of the way.
Yay.
You do notice that there do seem to be some traps or something before you get to the door, though. All right, Adaya.
Okay, the one I've been hitting, I'm going to keep hitting because I think she's trying to track A1, the Grand Admiral, by his sound. So I'm going to start like making loud noises, and I'm going to try and strike at her to knock her weapon away.
Okay.
Do I still get advantage?
Yes, because she's still blinded.
That's a natural 20. Can I cut through her crossbow?
Are we sure she's not using the force?
I'm definitely not.
I mean, she could be. I have no
idea. I rolled it right in front of you. You didn't see it do anything weird.
All right, I will give you a choice. You can either break her crossbow or somehow unstrap her sword and throw it away.
Well, she has her crossbow out, so I will just do that.
All right, so your sword just cracks down on the crossbow, and she, of course, feels it break and lets it go, because she's not stupid.
And I start yelling at her, "You leave the Grand Admiral alone, la 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 la, you don't know where he is, la la la."
Okay, Tossie.
And I keep yelling that. I'm just not going to yell at you, because it's kind of noisy in here.
Tazi's going to shoot another arrow at the confused and not very bright wizard.
Go ahead. She was also mocking you, Tazi.
Well, no, I mean, I got that, but I mean, I don't really respect her, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't bother me. The wizard. I don't respect the wizard. I respect you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wizard. That's a 17 on the die and a plus 5, so that's 22.
So you will hit her again.
Okay, and that is another date. So roll the date, and that is 3 plus 5, so 8 points total.
She is unhappy with you, but she turns her attention to the Grand Admiral and Adaya.
Wait, but I did hit her, right?
You did hit her, yes, you did damage.
So where did I get her with the big splinter?
Where were you aiming for?
I was aiming for her magic hand.
You mean
whichever hand she's uses to do magic.
Yes, so you have injured her hand, but she's still probably able to cast magic.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what she's about to do.
Can I say something insulting to get her attention again?
You can try on your next turn.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to roll a 15 to cast a spell at the Grand Admiral.
Can I use my move to get in the way of her, like get in front between her and the Grand Admiral?
You can.
Oh, I didn't. I guess I didn't realize we could do like I thought you had to move or fight. I didn't know.
No, you can do both.
Okay, so yeah, I would. Sorry, not me. Tazi would move in front of Grand Admiral to try and get between the Grand Admiral and the dumb wizard.
All right. Well, she's rolled a 15 to hit. So if you're in her way, she's aiming at you.
Then she would probably hit me. My armor class is only 11.
All right, well, she's going to roll a whole 2 damage, and you feel the cold twinge of ice. My guess is it's probably your head that you're trying to stick in the way of her from casting spells, so it's probably your head that is getting blasted in the face with frozen air.
Okay. I will say something pithy like, is that the best you have, or is this the only spell you could remember?
So you also all feel rumbling on the ground. You're not sure where it's coming from. Grand Admiral, it's your turn. So the rumbling sets off another set of the arrow traps. So as the Grand Admiral is jumping around and doing his acrobatics, he's dodging those arrows as well as moving forward. It's your turn, though, Grand Admiral.
All right, so, how close to the door is the Grand Admiral?
You're pretty close to the door. You're within 10 feet.
All right, so the Grand Admiral walks over to the door. He pushes the door open and looks at the wizard Northwind and smiles. So how much you give me to not toss this out the door?
Isn't not releasing one of the worst demons into the world reward in itself? And the captain, who is not prone anymore, but also doesn't have a crossbow, is trying to ready her sword.
Hey, Toffee, are you a demon?
Of course I'm not a demon.
She's a demon. What are you talking about?
Is there a demon in the book,
Don't
Toffee?
Do this, little gnome. You will regret it for the rest of your very short life.
Okay, Grand Admiral, only one of them is threatening us. We know who the bad guy is. Do it!
Get that book outside. We gotta wrap the game up. We gotta go.
Okay. And the Grand Admiral takes a step outside the door with the book.
Ooh. So the rumbling intensifies. So, Grand Admiral, you're holding this book?
Yep.
It flies out of your hands and begins to take a different shape. It's huge. Literally. It's huge. It's taller than the trees. It's as big as one of the castle towers. And its legs are kind of like satyr or fawn legs, but then it gets into a more sort of humanoid torso. Its arms are way too long for its body, and it has just this evil mask on it that looks like it's made out of bone, with red eyes just glazing out towards the entire world, and a bunch of different black horns coming off of its head. And you're all well-versed enough in the lore of the world to know that this is one of the demon lords. This is Bahamut. He's sort of like a minotaur. He is known as the Horned King and the Prince of Beasts. He is worshipped by those who want to break the confines of civility and unleash their bestial nature. And he brings up this giant, already bloodied axe sword that is at least four times as big as any of you, and brings it down on the castle as the ground is shaking and rumbling, and the last thing you all see is the marble of the castle falling on top of you as you are crushed to death.
Oh, so...
That was not what I thought
no,
this was going to
No, I thought
end.
The wizard was the bad, big bad evil. I guess she would... You know, for somebody who was trying to do the right thing, she was awful mean about it.
She did. I guess she did warn us, right?
Yeah,
she told
us
that the thing was a demon.
Yeah, she did.
So
we're all dead.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
So you killed us all.
Yeah.
No, I didn't kill you all. Your own incompetence did.
But...
Oh, I think I learned a valuable lesson here.
Okay, what is that?
When a big, powerful person is monologuing, you don't interrupt them and you let them continue. Because maybe you'll learn the truth.
Huh. I wonder if that's a lesson maybe some of us should take to heart.
I'm hungry. You guys hungry?
I could eat.
Was that fun? I thought that was really fun.
I mean, we can try it again
if you guys didn't like the ending. We can do it and you guys can do something else.
I mean, I'm not opposed to trying it again. I mean, I'm not right now though. I think I've sat for long enough. I want to kind of get up. And
yeah,
go.
I need to go work out a little.
I might go shoot
get
something.
Food, get
I mean,
a little workout.
Or maybe. we could even play other characters that have to deal with the. You know, horrors that Bahamut is now reigning on the world, thanks to you.
Well, I think we can just let's just leave that world alone. I mean, it sounds like we pretty much did enough to destroy
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, we've done enough damage. Maybe we can find another world or something.
There's got to be other places we can wreak havoc, I guess, or save people. So we could have saved people, right? We could have been heroes.
Yes. Yeah. There were some different choices you could have made.
Well,
sorry.
Oh, hey, Tazzy, is that the hyperspace alarm?
Yeah, that's the alarm. We're coming out of hyperspace.
That's a little early.
It wasn't supposed to be this soon.
All right, let's go check
it out.
Is
that a bad sign?
I don't know.
It could be. I'm gonna Isla, if you can clean up, I'm gonna head up to the
cockpit. Thank you, Isla. It was fun, even though you killed all of us, so...
It was the game. You didn't kill everybody. Master.
I mean, you just killed... You know, it happens. It's okay. I gotta go...
And you...
We gotta get to the bridge.
Come on, Coral. Come on.
I don't remember it going like this.
I like to think that the big guy saved me for freeing him. What do you think?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out later.
Yeah. I want to play again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. We should definitely play more.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a fun game.
I'm glad you think so. I had fun too, A1.
This episode's Patreon is Sheriff Jetsorian. Thank you, Sheriff, for all of your support. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's A1. Just wanted you guys to know that Redemption is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and Lucas Books. Anybody ever wants to get a hold of us, the ship's comm code is @redemptionpod. Plus, don't tell anybody, but I put a HoloNet page up for us. It's redemptionpodcast.com. And if you can, get on your datapad there and like us on iTunes, Google Play, maybe Stitcher, or whatever other podcatcher you use. It'd be nice if other people could listen to us. And if you ever want to support us and maybe throw us some credits, you could visit patreon.com/redemption. I promise I'll use your credits wisely and won't go gambling. Really, I won't. Don't look at me that way.
A1, who are you talking to?
Goodbye. See you next time.